Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the April 22nd regular meeting of the San Francisco County Transportation Authority Board. Happy Earth Day, colleagues. I am Commissioner Myrna Melgar, chair of this board. Our vice chair is Danny Sauter. The clerk today is Amy Sayoung. I would also like to acknowledge Eugene Libada at SFGov TV for staffing us at this meeting and helping us broadcast it to people's homes. Madam Clerk, please call the roll and then make your announcements.
Commissioner Chan, Chan absent. Commissioner Chen? Chen present. Commissioner Dorsey? Dorsey present. Commissioner Ingardio? Ingardio absent. Commissioner Fielder? Fielder present. Commissioner Mahmood? Mahmood present. Commissioner Mandelman? Mandelman absent. Chair Melgar?
Present.
Melgar present. Vice Chair Sauter? Sauter present. Commissioner Sherrill? Present. Sherrill present. Commissioner Walton? Present. Walton present. Chair, we have quorum. For members of the public interested in participating in this meeting, we welcome your attendance here in person in the Legislative Chamber, Room 250 in City Hall. Or you may watch cable channel 26 or 99 or stream the meeting live. For those wishing to make public comment remotely, the best way to do so is by dialing 415-655-0001 and when prompted, entering access code 2660-379-6206. And then press pound and pound again. You will be able to listen to the meeting in real time. When public comment is called for the item you wish to speak on, press star 3 to be added to the queue to speak. Do not press star 3 again or you will be removed from the queue. When the system says your line is unmuted, the live operator will advise that you will be allowed 2 minutes to speak. When your 2 minutes are up, we will move on to the next caller. Calls will be taken in the order in which they are received. Best practices are to speak slowly, clearly, and turn down the volume of any televisions or radios around you. Public comment for items on this agenda will be taken first from members of the public in attendance in the legislative chamber, and then afterwards from remote speakers queue on the telephone line. I would like to acknowledge Commissioner Ingardio and Commissioner Mandelman's presence. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Madam Clerk. At this time, I'd like to excuse Commissioner Chan from this meeting. And before calling the next item, as Chair, I'd like to invoke Rule 3.26 from the Rules of Order to limit total public comment per item to 30 minutes for today's meeting. Each speaker will have 2 minutes to speak on a given item. Madam Clerk, please call the next item.
Item 2, Chair's Report. This is an information item.
Thank you so much, Madam Clerk. Colleagues, I'd like to begin by wishing everyone a happy Earth Day again. Today is World Earth Day, and the international theme this year, Our Power, Our Planet. According to the Climate Action Plan and our San Francisco Transportation Plan, transportation is San Francisco's largest source of emissions. And that is why we are working hard to plan, fund, and deliver improvements to sustainable modes like walking, biking, taking transit, while also working to electrify our fleet of vehicles. To highlight some great examples of this, I'm pleased to share that this month we celebrated two wonderful community events with Commissioner Mahmood. Neighbors and agencies focused on pedestrian safety and access. The first event was the Buchanan Street Mall renovation groundbreaking in the Western Addition with Mayor Lurie, Commissioner Mahmood, State Senator Weiner, and local leaders from the community. Congratulations to Rec Park and partner agencies, including SF Public Works, MTA, and our Transportation Authority staff on marking this exciting phase of the 5-block pedestrian walkway between Eddy to Grove Street. And kudos to neighbors and community leaders that played a key role in this decades-long planning effort to transform this city park into a safer, greener, and more connected space. The Transportation Authority was proud to support this effort with $1 million in transportation sales tax funds. And for the prior phases, including the Western Addition Community-Based Transportation Plan from 2017, and early delivery of sidewalk bulb outs, new ADA curb ramps, and flashing beacons along the corridor constructed in 2022. We look forward to the full project, which is scheduled for completion in 2026. Last week, I was also delighted to participate in a fun and educational event that was led by students at To Daylight Painting Curbs with Walk SF and SFMTA at New Traditions Elementary School. Together with District 5 and Transportation Authority staff, dozens of excited and very enthusiastic students learned about the importance of daylighting to increase pedestrian and motorist visibility and safety, and did a great job painting all the curbs around their school bright red. Thank you to all the kids and to Walk SF and SFMTA for this wonderful event that shined a light on this extremely effective and cost-effective Vision Zero strategy. Daylighting restricts parking within 20 feet of a crosswalk, prevents 1 in 3 crashes by ensuring clear sight lines and intersections, and now is required, as we all know, by state law. With the help of the Transportation Authority funds, MTA is busy making the curbs red citywide. Thank you to the Transportation Authority board and staff for providing $1.2 million in TNC tax and Prop L sales tax funds for over 300 intersections via the SFMTA's Vision Zero Quick Build and school engineering programs. Both of these programs start by prioritizing locations near schools like New Traditions. Let's keep investing in safer streets for our kids and for all of us. With that, I conclude my remarks, and if there's no questions or comment, Madam Clerk, let's go to public comment on this item.
Is there anyone in the chamber who wishes to speak on item 2? There is not. Operator, is there any remote public comment?
There is no remote public comment.
Thank you.
Thank you. Can you please call the next item, Madam Clerk?
Item 3, Executive Director's Report. This is an information item.
Thank you. Good morning, Chair, Commissioners.
Good morning,
today,
Director.
I also want to add my wish for a happy Earth Day and Climate Week to everyone. And as part of this month's climate focus programs, we did join as staff SF Environment, Mayor Lurie, and a whole cross-section of folks, community leaders and youth leaders, at the Climate Action Plan Update public launch last week, right next door across the street from here. The TA is a partner to this effort, which is being coordinated with our update to the San Francisco Transportation Plan. And as always, we are proud to support all the sustainable transportation plans, projects, and programs across the city and region, from funding Caltrain electrification and electrification of Muni's entire fleet to myriad other transportation projects, bicycle, pedestrian, and so forth, large and small. Now, turning to some statewide updates, I just wanted to mention that we've been coordinating with the CALSTA Secretary of Transportation Office here and the Ministry of Land, Infrastructure, Transport, and Tourism in Japan from the Japanese Consul, MLIT, and they are coordinating a forum on railway decarbonization and high-speed rail in Los Angeles next month. We look forward to welcoming Japanese Consul staff, along with Chair Melgar, later this month to San Francisco, and these meetings will also, in time-wise, correspond with a delegation of the San Francisco Chamber and Bay Area Council to Japan, which President and Commissioner Mandelman will join. Of course, he's also the Vice Chair of the Trans-Bay Joint Powers Authority, so it's a great opportunity to, again, join that delegation, which will visit Osaka's World Fair to learn about the economic development impact of that fair, as well as innovative technologies, including transportation solutions. So in connection with the trip, we have been pleased to be able to arrange 2 meetings for the President Mandelman to meet with Japan Railways companies, East and Central. They are leaders in innovative financing, so we're grateful to President Mandelman, who is going to be doing those meetings and perhaps reporting back at the next opportunity later in May. And so we'll be co-sponsoring that trip. Next to the national level, the Federal Policy Summit from ITS America took place in late March, and I serve on that board and was able to participate on a panel focused on the reauthorization of the current federal transportation bill, while Senior Public Policy Manager Amber Crabb also reported out on a committee that she leads. We will continue to engage on these topics as Congress takes this up in the administration, that we believe will be very active. We wanted to hear from the administration staff to understand their priorities. They are certainly focused on safety, economic competitiveness, as well as engaging with the overall transportation community to bolster domestic industries in these areas, including technology. One thing that we hear that they will be also very proactive on is a potential national autonomous vehicle framework. So we will keep you posted on that as well. As you may have seen locally, SFMTA recently did take some actions to approve some budget amendments to help their summer shortfall to close a deficit that would otherwise have resulted in greater service changes, but there will be some service changes, as we know, on some of the lines that go down Market Street, as well as some parking fee changes, and these are noted in my report online. These actions do serve as a preview of potentially even more significant SFMTA decisions that they may need to consider in future years in anticipation of problem solving here and regionally for their annual deficit. Now, to discuss these operating shortfalls for fiscal 26-27 and beyond, SFMTA right now is holding an all-day board workshop, which will feature an economic update from the city's chief economist, a presentation focused on the next two-year budget cycle for the SFMTA in Muni, as well as other recommendations that came from the Muni Funding Working Group, which Chair Melgar and President Mandelman did participate on, as well as I. That concluded its work last month, so we look forward to their deliberations today, as well as staff attending our May 13th meeting to share updates on their discussions. On the planning front, we have a couple of announcements for the public. The Gary Fillmore Community Council applications are now open to serve on a working group for that study. This is a great federally funded study to reimagine Gary Boulevard and the adjacent neighborhoods between Laguna and Divisadero. We are convening a community council that will help lead the study with us, and that project team has put out a application process, and we'll be selecting 12 representatives for that group. Folks can find the application on our website at sfcta.org/Gary Fillmore underpass, and applications are due May 19th. Another project that is also seeking members to apply for a working, seeking feedback on a survey we're conducting is the Vision Zero Freeway Ramp Study. And outreach has begun there. The survey is open, and three town halls are planned for this study that will identify near-term safety improvements to reduce speeds and improve, again, pedestrian and other traffic safety on 11 ramp locations in the Mission, Potrero Hill, Glen Park, Bayview, and Viz Valley. This study does advance recommendations from our 2022 Streets and Freeway Strategy that identified these ramps given the history of collisions and their proximity to equity priority communities and the high injury network. Applications are available in multiple languages as well are due May 19th. And folks are invited to, again, keep track and sign up for updates on the study. We'll be holding three town halls in May. Please see sfcta.org/VZRamps. Another planning and update is, as you may have seen in the news, last month and earlier this month, Mayor Lurie and Waymo announced that Waymo's robo-taxis will initiate mapping at the airport, SFO, and on the car-free stretch of Market, respectively. Now, driverless Waymo testing potentially could commence this summer. We have met with SFO staff to learn more about the initiative there and to share our experience and provide input on key provisions of the planning and permitting process to come, including taking potentially a more incremental approach to approvals, as well as gathering data, monitoring, and reporting. On project delivery, in addition to the updates that Chair shared, I'm pleased to share also that SFMTA has begun implementing the Alamany Boulevard Quick Build Project in District 11 along Alamany from Ellsworth Street to Congdon and Justin. Over the past week, SFMTA crews restriped the roadway to create a road diet and enhanced turn lanes. Next, crews will install new bus boarding islands and K-Rail bikeway protection, and these improvements will slow driving speeds, support a safer and more comfortable citywide bike network, and improve pedestrian safety. The TA is supporting this project with $460,000 in sales and Prop D TNC tax funds. Finally, I'm really pleased to share that we joined with 10 other local and state agencies to participate on April 9th in a Meet the Buyers Forum. This is a procurement outreach event staffed by our finance and admin and capital projects staff. And the event was hosted by a business outreach committee, a consortium of Bay Area transit agencies doing business with all kinds of providers of consulting and technical services and contractors. Our staff participated on a panel with representatives from the state, Caltrans, and Small Business Administration to review DBE, Disadvantaged Business Enterprise and Small Business programs, and how to create a successful proposal. And we will host another event on Thursday, April 24th at the MTC, Metropolitan Transportation Commission. Again, everyone is invited to join. That's the 2025 Northern California Owners Night. We'll be participating and sharing information about our upcoming procurements to interested contractors and consultants. More information on that event will be at cmanorcal.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Director Chang. Madam Clerk, I don't see anyone on the roster to ask questions or comments, so let's go to public comment on this item, please.
Is there anyone in the chamber who wishes to speak on item 3? There is. Your 2 minutes begins now.
Good morning, Chair Melgar, Commissioners, Director Chang, happy Earth Day. My name is Jody Medeiros, and I'm with Walk San Francisco. We are deeply concerned that allowing EVs on Market Street is a slippery slope to ultimately bringing back private vehicles. We are already seeing the TNC companies threaten to sue the city so they too can drive on Market Street. Removing private vehicles from Market Street was a decade-long campaign that Walk San Francisco was part of because the safety issues were so significant for pedestrians, and it is the most walked street in our city. Before the removal of private vehicles, 5 out of 10 most dangerous intersections were on Market Street. Someone was seriously hurt in a traffic crash on average of more than 2 times each week. Since private vehicles have been removed, traffic collisions have been reduced by 40%. Starting to bring back traffic to Market Street with AVs is a step in the wrong direction for our city. Yes, Market Street is deeply challenged right now, but to make it the vibrant main street our city needs, we need foot traffic, not vehicle traffic. We need reasons for people to come downtown. Bringing cars back to Market Street won't solve its problems. It's only going to add chaos and create new challenges. Allowing AVs and possibly other vehicles is abandoning what the city and fellow partners worked together on for a decade. Making Market Street like the great boulevards of Europe, we want to design and prioritize for people. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment. Next commenter, your 2 minutes begins now.
Happy Earth Day, Chair Melgar and commissioners, and thank you for your report, Director Chang. Christopher White, Executive Director of the San Francisco Bicycle Coalition. On behalf of our tens of thousands of constituents, I'm here to speak out against the mayor's declaration that Waymos will be permitted on car-free Market Street this summer. It's deeply concerning that most of you apparently didn't receive advance warning and little opportunity to discuss this decision. The mayor's decree upends overnight more than a decade of intensive public input and collaboration that led to car-free market. There was no real analysis of safety impacts, nor whether the move would actually help bring back business and foot traffic to the corridor. In fact, there is no reason to think more cars will improve the experience on Market. The problems that discourage people from going to the street have troubled the area for decades, with cars and without. But we have plenty of data that Market with more cars is more deadly and less efficient for transit. We know that businesses on Market Street and downtown are struggling. People who bike want to see Market become the thriving commercial and cultural corridor that San Francisco deserves. For that to happen, people need reasons to walk around, linger, people watch, and in doing so, spend money. There are many ways to get to Market Street right now, including by car. People need more reasons to go. Our opposition isn't about Waymo or AVs per se. It's about opening a Pandora's box that will unleash irreversible harm. The rules of supply and demand dictate that we'll see a flood of robo-taxis on market. The announcement is already leading to lawsuits from Uber and Lyft. It will slow Muni, which has seen valuable gains in speed and efficiency on this street. And no matter how safe Waymos are individually, more car traffic will make the streets more dangerous for vulnerable road users.
Thank you for your comment. Operator, is there any remote public comment?
There is no remote public comment.
Okay, public comment on this item is now closed. Madam Clerk, please go to the next item.
Item 4, approve the minutes of the April 8th, 2025 meeting. This is an action item.
I see no comments, a motion to approve the minutes? Yes, in a second. So Mandelman and Cheryl. Let's go to public comment on this item, Madam Clerk.
Is there anyone in the chamber who wishes to speak on item 4? There is not. Operator, is there any remote public comment?
There is no remote public comment.
Okay, there's a motion and a second, Madam Clerk.
Okay. On the motion to approve item 4, Commissioner Chen. Chen, aye. Commissioner Dorsey. Dorsey, aye. Commissioner Engordiel. Engordiel, aye. Commissioner Fielder. Fielder, aye. Commissioner Mahmood. Mahmood, aye. Commissioner Mandelman. Mandelman, aye. Chair Melgar.
Aye.
Melgar, aye. Vice Chair Sauter. Sauter, aye. Commissioner Cheryl. Cheryl, aye. Commissioner Walton. Walton, aye. There are 10 ayes. The motion to approve the minutes. Apologies. The minutes are approved. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Let's go now to the consent agenda, please.
Item 5 through 8 comprises the consent agenda. Staff is not planning to present on these items, but are available for questions.
Okay, I do not see any questions or concerns from my colleagues. Colleagues, may I have a motion to approve the consent agenda by Dorsey, second by Mandelman? Yes, thank you. Same house, same call. That motion passes. Madam Clerk, please call the next item.
Item 9, Vision Zero Freeway Ramp Study Update. This is an information item.
Good morning, Commissioners. Rachel Hyatt, the Deputy Director for Planning. To present this item, I am here on behalf of the project manager, Aliza Paz, and SFGovTV. I am ready to share the slides. Okay, fantastic. So as mentioned in the executive director's report, the Vision Zero Freeway Ramp Study is a third phase of work that SFCTA has led together with Caltrans and SFMTA to improve safety at the locations where our freeway ramps touch down on San Francisco's surface streets at the high injury network. There are 11 different intersections, more than just 11 intersections, actually ramp locations that we're analyzing through this study, which is funded by a US DOT Safe Streets for All grant matched by Prop L. And it was a recommendation from our long-range plans streets and freeway strategy. These are all locations that are on the high injury network and so have a history of crashes. We previously led two other phases of this type of work, and those phases focused on South of Market. And those recommendations have all moved on to implementation. We are at the beginning of the study, in the first phase of the study, and as mentioned in the executive director's report, we have launched our first round of outreach for the study, and we are seeking input on the goals, on the metrics for evaluating the improvements, on the toolbox of strategies that we will consider, and on the needs and opportunities at these locations. The goals that we've proposed for the study include, first and foremost, improving safety, while also improving connectivity for the bicycle and pedestrian networks, making sure that we do maintain circulation for all modes. Of course, these are at freeway ramp locations, and so those multimodal operations are important, and to implement changes quickly. So we are focusing on quick build. Quick build is the priority for this work. So according to that, we are using the whole toolbox of quick build improvements. Here are shown the toolbox of quick build improvements for improving pedestrian and bicycle safety. So most of these locations are on the multimodal network, such as on the bicycle network. So we're considering bike lane improvements and protection for cycling, but of course, crosswalk improvements, pedestrian signal improvements such as flashing crosswalk lights, lighting, and of course, daylighting. In addition, because there is so much vehicle circulation at these locations, we are also using a toolbox of traffic management and traffic operations strategies. So we're looking at lane restriping and lane reallocation to make movements more clear at intersections, making signage more visible and signals more visible, and addressing signal timing. We are even considering things like how excess space, space at these intersections can be repurposed to either help improve safety and improve the separation and protection for bicyclists and cyclists, or to make the movements at the intersection more clear and safe. The outreach that we've planned and have underway, actually, I'm just going to skip back to this very first slide here, because as you can see, the locations of these 11 intersections are throughout much of our city. And so for the outreach, we have focused conversations in the three different areas, sort of the Glen Park Outer Mission area, the Mission Potrero area, and Bayshore. And at the outreach events in these areas, we will focus on specifically on the intersections in those locations, be able to talk with people very concretely about the conditions at each of those intersections, which I haven't gone through today, all 11 of those. But the outreach events will focus on that. There are in-person town halls, which were mentioned in the executive director's report, and a survey here at sfcta.org/vzramps. We will take the input that we hear through this outreach and create draft improvement designs, bring those back for a second round of outreach later this year, and then the study to you for adoption early next year. With that, I'm happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Okay, I don't see any questions or comments. I just want to say thank you so much. The off-ramp off 280 on Ocean Avenue is in my district. It is surrounded by schools, and we're adding 1,200 units of new housing there. So I'm really, really grateful that for the work and making that corridor, which is already on the high injury network, safer. So thank you. Okay, I don't see anyone asking questions, so let's go to public comment on this item, please, Madam Clerk.
Is there anyone in the chamber who wishes to speak on item 9? Okay. Your 2 minutes begins now.
Good morning, Chair Mandelman and Commissioners. Jody Medeiros again, Walk San Francisco. I definitely want to thank the SFCTA team for continuing its Vision Zero work on one of the most dangerous places for pedestrians, where highway ramps touch down in the neighborhoods. I also want to use this opportunity to address what's missing in today's presentation, which is a quarterly update on Vision Zero. As we all know, 2024 was the most deadly year for pedestrians since 2007. As the city's 10-year Vision Zero policy ended in 2024, so has it officially been 112 days since the city's plan expired. This commission should be as concerned as I am that you haven't been asked to renew a policy or a plan.
Thank you, Chair Melgar and Director Chang, for your great update on daylighting event that we did at New Traditions School. The SFMTA is forging forward with daylighting around schools. And it's been over a month since the cameras, the speed cameras, have been activated. We fought so hard for this. I hope that everybody is asking for those updates. Where are these things going and how are they doing? All the actions and tactics to get to end traffic crashes deliver safe streets and strong neighborhoods. After 10 years of learnings, now is the time for San Francisco to accelerate and institutionalize street designs for safety citywide, refine our ongoing structure for interagency collaboration and accountability, get clear deliverables from all the agencies that need to meet Vision Zero, and establish a clear plan with funding tied to it. Safe streets make our neighborhoods stronger and healthier, and more equitable, joyful, and connected, and make San Francisco a place we all want to live, work, and play. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment. Is there anyone else who would like to speak? There is not. Operator, is there any remote public comment?
There is no remote public comment.
Okay, public comment on this item is now closed. Madam Clerk, let's go to the next item, please.
Item 10, introduction of new items. This is an information item.
I don't see anyone on the roster introducing new items, so let's go to our next item, 11, please, Madam Clerk.
Item 11, public comment. Is there anyone in the chamber who wishes to speak on item 11? There is not. Operator, is there any remote public comment?
There is no remote public comment.
Okay, public comment is now closed. Madam Clerk, please go to the next item.
Item 12, adjournment.
We're adjourned. Thank you.